You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The coalition government has announced that they will reintroduce interest deductibility for property owners with a mortgage. This would mean that property owners with a mortgage would be able to deduct the interest that they pay on their mortgage from their total income when calculating how much tax they pay. The government has claimed that this move will help both landlords and renters, with David Seymour saying that landlords not being able to deduct interest from income is a cost that is inevitably passed on to tenants, contributing to New Zealand having all-time high rental costs. This claim has been disputed, with economists saying that the reintroduction of interest deductibility will have little to no effect on the prices landlords choose for their rentals. I spoke to Associate Professor Michael Rem about the changes.
A residential property investor will have various expenses when they hold, say, a rental property. So they have to pay a rates bill to the council. They have insurance they typically need to pay, maintenance, that kind of thing. And the big ticket item as far as their holding costs, if they went and got money from a bank, is their interest costs that they have to pay back to the bank because they borrowed money from the bank. And that is historically been a line item that they could deduct from the rental income that they get. And historically, depending on how much debt they got and the interest rate at the time, it would usually overwhelm all the other expenses and the rental income. And you'd end up in a situation called negative gearing, where the interest cost kind of is more than the rent coming in the door. But that's historically what's happened. And then the Labor government came in and they said, well, we're just going to remove your ability to, we're not going to recognize the interest cost element. And therefore, on paper, a lot of investors would have profits. But it was all fictitious because really they still had the interest bill that they had to pay back to the bank. And so the government was not recognizing that. So therefore, they had to pay for income tax for essentially money they weren't actually pulling in the door. And now the current government is reversing all that gradually, first at 80% of their interest costs and then at 100% of all their interest costs, like it was prior to Labor's change a few years ago.
And government ministers as part of this coalition government have said that the reintroduction of interest deductibility will put downward pressure on rents. Is there any evidence that the reintroduction of interest deductibility will have that effect and help decrease the soaring price of rent?
There's no evidence that I've ever seen. I would suggest that that is not going to happen. So you have a situation where these residential investors, they're essentially speculating on future capital gains. These investments, as they call them, are not really generating sufficient funds to make, on a cash flow basis, make all of this worthwhile. They will very, very much appreciate not having to pay tax on fictitious income. So, but that doesn't mean they're going to turn around and give breaks to their tenants. The rental rates that they're charging tenants is really a function of incomes, and they are very efficient at dissecting as much income as they can out of their tenants, and they'll continue to do so after this policy.
Who will benefit most from the reintroduction of interest deductibility?
Well, the rental investors, so those who own rental property, they will benefit. If this gives another second wind behind the sails of investors thinking, well, this is grand and I'm going to maybe buy that second, third, fourth rental property, then banks will benefit because that will be more business for the banks. So I don't see tenants benefiting whatsoever.
Will the reintroduction of interest deductibility have an effect on, I guess, the supply of houses for first home buyers?
Well, one thing that it does is when Labor introduced its policy to kind of stop the deductibility of interest costs, they had some exemptions, and one of those exemptions was new builds. And so that provided an incentive for residential property investors to buy a new build instead of buying an existing house on the market. So because that will now be gone, that will probably direct less funds, less money into new builds. So that will detract a bit from new supply, from what I see.
That was Associate Professor Michael Rem.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.